Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started. Importance of learning CPR. The fairly recent collapse of the football player Damar Hamlin gives a reminder of how important it is to know basic CPR. The first thing you should do in an emergency is call 911. But in some cases, those few minutes spent waiting for a medical professional are precious. A CPR certification may enable you to effectively assist the victim until the first responders arrive and can take over.
Bystanders often do not know what to do when somebody suffers a cardiac arrest, so most people who suffer cardiac arrest don't get immediate help. According to the American Heart Association, less than 40% of people who experience cardiac arrest outside of a hospital receive CPR, and less than 12% are treated with an automated external defibrillator. Damar Hamlin suffered from cardiac arrest and luckily was in a place where trained emergency medics could assist him right away. But most, unfortunately, are not so lucky.
In a sudden cardiac arrest, the heart ceases to pump blood because of an electrical malfunction. Doctors say that many heart attacks can be compared to a plumbing problem, while sudden cardiac arrests are often electrical problems. In its later care, the heart is in a state of electrical chaos. There is no blood pressure because the heart doesn't beat. The time you have to respond to cardiac arrest is limited. Unless there is some kind of intervention within 10 minutes, 90% of people in this situation will die.
Having more than one person with CPR training can be beneficial if an emergency occurs in a restaurant, crowded shopping mall, or grocery store. A single person performing CPR may get tired or frustrated depending on how long it takes for an ambulance to arrive. In this case, a second CPR trainee can step in and relieve the first. Until help arrives, they could alternate applying their CPR skills.
The more people that are trained in CPR, the better. CPR can save someone's life or even your own. It's crucial to get trained and it's easily accessible. If it's something you're interested in learning, you can reach out to your local Red Cross or just Google your location and CPR training.
So I can't stress the importance of this. Leon and I, we were in Vegas celebrating our birthday and we went to go see, you know, some live music. At one of the shows, this man kind of passes out right next to Liana and drops to the floor, and Liana taps me on the shoulder and kind of points him. It's loud, so we can't really talk. And I could see that this was not drunkenly passed out. He was had no color in his face, like immediately. And it was outside and it was dark. But I could still see that like he had no color in his face. So I immediately kind of dropped down on my knees, reached for a pulse. He had no pulse. Wow. I gave him two cardiac compressions, and he came about as I was about to do my third one. He just kind of sat right back up again. And then obviously had to go to the ER because he just had a heart attack. So it's important. You never know when somebody's going to pass out next to you. That those two chest compressions brought him back to life. And enough for him to be able to get to the ER, where I'm sure they performed a procedure where they either kind of broke open the clot or they put stents or he got a bypass surgery.
Dr. Derry, I don't want to move past that so quickly. Like, I know you're a doctor, but like, you just saved that man's life. That is amazing. And that's wonderful.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And I'm going to let Liana tell the story as well. So, Hope, what's the story that we're doing right now?
About how important CPR is. And Dr. Derry was talking about his experience at the concert where the gentleman beside him just dropped and you notified him and he gave him two chest compressions?
Yeah, he was next to, I saw him coming up out of the crowd. So we were at a concert, this big, big dude, like he's like 6'7", like big guy, coming up out of the, like sort of closer to the front of the concert and by me and just like goes down. And so sort of, you know, like you do at a concert, like, oh, all right, buddy, like we're just going to help you up. Like, it's okay, you tripped, right? Yeah. And dude wasn't getting up. And me and this other person were trying to like pull him up. He wasn't getting up. And I realized like, oh, there's something wrong. And so I tap over Mark Allen. And, you know, he goes from his like, la, la, la concert, like, and puts attention on him. And I kind of like look away. When I look back, he's like doing chest compressions on this guy. And at that point, I look up and I like signal to the security guard. And that guy was over there in like three gigantic leaps. It was actually pretty impressive. Wow. And I mean, I've never seen you actually have to do CPR on somebody. Like in all those times that something happens and someone goes down or whatever, that like if you weren't there, I don't know what I would have done. We should teach everybody CPR.
So the thing is, the funny thing about the whole thing though, is after like the incident passed and he was carted away, we just kind of went back to listening to music or whatever. And then we just walked back to the venue and went to sleep. But it was in the morning when Leon was like, so what happened last night? And I, like, it was so, right. It was, for me, it was so, that's just what you do, you know? Like, and then I was like, what? She's like, well, I turned around and you were doing chest compressions on somebody. I'm like, oh,
right.
That thing.
That's what I said. Like, let's not skirt past that. Like, that is wonderful because a lot of people would not. Right. Not either because they, you know, not because it maliciously they wouldn't, but because they didn't have the knowledge and the information 100%. To know what 100%. To do. So like kudos to you, Dr. Darien. That is amazing. I'm sure that man really appreciated you doing that as well.
Sure. So learn CPR, y'all. You never know when someone's going to go down around you. Hold on. What? Oh, Leona's got more. Hang on.
You were saying that like we should teach people how to do CPR. Technically, I know how to do CPR. Like, I've done the thing. I've gotten the certification. There's a thing at the airport. You're in your board. You can do chest compressions. Like, all that stuff. I don't know when to do CPR. That's different. I have no idea if that guy, like, that would have been the worst thing in the world because he already had a collapsed lung or something. Like, how was I supposed to know? So it's not that, like, I know how to do the thing. I don't know when it's appropriate to do the thing or when it's safe to do the thing or when it's, like, it doesn't really matter because there's no harm in doing this because it's better... Just
and I think, and Leona brings up a good point. I think that that what this portends is that as a medical professional, my confidence is very high in a situation like that.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I immediately knew no pulse equals CPR. The whole point of CPR is to get that, try to get that blood circulating because blood doesn't circulate. Yeah. And so the whole point is to do that. And so no pulse equals CPR. And I also know that there's good Samaritan laws built into every state has good Samaritan laws where you, like, let's say in Leona's case, like, you know, she didn't know and she does CPR and something bad happens. Well, like somebody collapses, they don't have a pulse. You did the thing. Like the laws protect you for that.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Pickerson, at hopepickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Darien or at The Dr. Darien. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.